Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We do need to talk a little bit about the possible changes to South African tax law. Professor Keith Engel is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. Good morning. We haven't spoken this year. All the best for 2022. How are you doing?
Yes. No, very good to hear from you. Yes, we had a nice time off. Hopefully you got some rest too.
I certainly did. It was wonderful to get and have a little bit of a break. All right, so now apparently there has been an approval for new tax laws for South Africa, apparently around about five different important ones. What do you think the most important changes are that we need to know about?
Well, I think the main issue, remember this is a final bill. This has been discussed for about 6 months now. So there was an original bill and a final bill. I think the most notable thing about the final bill is the most intrusive aspects of the bill were removed. So what was to note is that Treasury was listening. So there were a few proposals they had, and they held back. One of them was for companies, their losses. They weren't going to be able to use all of their losses, but they were going to get a lower rate. And everybody said economically their losses were more important.
Right.
And so Treasury held off on that and delayed it and said, you will be able to use your losses until the minister, you know, makes an announcement otherwise. So if you have to worry about taking your losses, that would be maybe about 2 years from now. So that was very good news. The other one was they were going to charge people for taking their pension funds out of the country in a very unfair way. And again, they dropped that proposal. There was another proposal where they were going to make it more difficult when it came to trust making loans. Oftentimes, not only do you loan to a trust to fund it, but the trust may want to loan to the children. And they're going to go after that, and they pull back there. So there was a lot of places where they pulled back so that the amendments overall weren't too many. So that's a little bit of the overall story. And the overall story also was that it's nice to hear that Treasury's listening.
All right. So in other words, there's a little bit of give and take on these tax changes. So the anything here that concerns you in terms of the impact, negative impact on the taxpayer?
Yeah, no, I think that overall there wasn't too many. And whatever negative impacts there were limited. So they had an anti-avoidance tool about the employment tax incentive.
I saw that.
And they were concerned that it was being misused. So there were certain programs that they were supposed to be training programs. And people were getting BEE points for them. And they were getting some additional money and employment tax incentive relief for them. And really, they weren't employment creating. What they were doing is they were getting a false job in order to get these benefits and for people to get BE points. And they shut that down. But when it came to basic employee training, they remained committed to it. So again, Treasury was trying to find the right answer. And I think what was nice to hear is that we're having a more open Treasury that's willing to have a dialogue. Other areas that you see flexibility is around pension funds. They're really trying to make sure that pension fund money is flexible and not punished. So after your pension fund is over, you have more flexibility in choosing whether you want a lump sum or an annuity. There are other discussions now that if you're in bad economic times, you may be able to withdraw those funds with if you're suddenly faced with a poverty situation. So you're seeing that Treasury is becoming a little bit more understanding of people's day-to-day concerns. And I think the overall tone is better.
So overall, the takeaway from here, I guess, is the fact that government is actually prepared to listen to its tax base, which has to be a very positive thing.
Yes, no, it is a very positive thing. And I mean, I've noticed that over the last couple months and over the last year and a half, beginning to get more of a sense of listening. There was a period there that government was just shut, that the taxpayers and anybody would cry and whine and they actually had legitimate concerns, and government just dismissed them. And now you're beginning to hear that, no, we're willing to listen. And I think oftentimes, whether you agree or disagree with the legislation, what you like to know is that government is actually listening. makes you feel you're part of a process.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it makes people invested in the process. You know, rather than if these laws and the changes come at you and you're just required to adhere to them, it's a very, very different story if you do feel that you've been part of a process, part of a discussion. And even if you don't get exactly what it was that you wanted, you're still invested in that process and imagine more likely to come on board with whatever is demanded.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a very important thing. I mean, the worst is when your voice isn't heard. Mm. Sometimes you're overruled. That's fine. Mm. But when people are not really listening, and that's when people get very angry. They feel, you know, put upon, and they start feeling that they're facing a dictatorship, not a democracy. And, you know, just to be fair, I mean, there's been ups and downs. But I think the trend line for both Treasury and SARS has improved quite a bit over the last, you know, period of time, and it's appreciated. I mean, it's much more enjoyable to work with people when they're listening. So I guess the key thing, though, when going forward, and that's, you know, people are thinking now in 2022, is, well, you know, what's ahead? And I think you're seeing the government as a sensitivity. They want to close down some avoidance. If you look at the bill, they shut down some avoidance. They also helped out taxpayers, like in company reorganizations and a few other places, where they felt that the tax was becoming wrongly implied. But the question for the government going forward is, do they need to get more money and pluck the tree a little bit more, or they realize that it's an end? Maybe they can't give relief, but they won't go further. I kind of think that's where they're going to go for the budget. But they understand the sensitivities that people are at their edge and don't push them over.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Keith Engel, as always.